Isn't it crazy that you wait for payday, but before you know it, you're strapped for cash again? It's time to stop blowing your money and become a smart spender with the book, The Official Guide to Being an American Cheapskate at CheapskateBook.com. Learn simple ways to cut costs at home every day and during special times of the year. Don't go broke at Christmas. Don't remortgage the house for a fancy vacation. The book is filled with tips to save you money throughout the year. Check out the best-selling book, The Official Guide to Being an American Cheapskate at CheapskateBook.com or on Amazon and iTunes.
He's been out of the house for, I guess, barely 12 hours now. Josh, the latest winner of Big Brother, Josh Martinez, joining us on the line. Hey, Josh.
Oh, that's so crazy to hear, man. I've been hearing it all morning, and I'm like, oh, I can't believe I won. It's amazing.
Well, you know, we had a bunch of questions sent in. We'll get through some of those in a second. Tell me, what was going through your head when you were sitting there? Julie, you know, she's pulling out the keys. Did you think you were going to win, honestly?
I said, I lost the game. I was really banking on her vote, and I said, I completely lost the game, and I was thrown by a loop by all of my votes. I knew that I had Jason and Alex, but I did not know that I had Elena, Cody, and Mark. I thought for sure they were voting for, I thought it was going to be like a 7-2 for Paul, and then they surprised and shocked the hell out of me, but I think that they respected how straightforward and how I owned up to my game, and, you know, I played really this game, and for them to respect that, that's huge, and I really respect dumb for that.
Well, a lot of people thought it was actually a dumb move to evict Christmas, but and saying that you would never win against Paul. What did you know that they didn't, but that viewers didn't?
Yeah, what I knew was that I was playing a strategic game the whole time, and goodbye messages played a huge role into my strategic game and how I let people know. I did not lie. I did not make up anything. I was very straightforward in my goodbyes, and I said, listen, I had to make this move because I was sticking loyal, and I was sticking by Christmas's and Paul's side. Paul had played such a great game, and he worked it to where he got no blood on his hands, but I was going to tell people the truth, and nobody was going to stop me then. And a new speech, I was going to kill it, because I had been literally going over my head for 2 weeks. But not only that, people were bitter towards me and Paul. I thought that people didn't want to see a vet win, but also I knew that we pissed off a lot of people in jury. So I thought that I had a better chance against him, but to know that I wouldn't be both of them is amazing.
Well, and you only have a few moments to figure out who you're going to evict in that moment, although I guess you could think about it in your head leading up to the competition.
Yeah.
What played into your thought process? Like, how long did you sort of mull it over? Do I evict Christmas? Do I evict Paul?
I actually went into it knowing that I was going to take Paul. I gave Paul my word a few days prior to that show, and I told him, listen, I'm giving you my word, and I'm going to stick loyal, and I'm going to stick by it. I'm going to take you to the end, and if I lose, I'll lose happily knowing that I walked out of this house being who I am, and I didn't change that, and I didn't go back on my word. Not only that, Christmas, she was my ride or die. She was my day one, but I asked her probably a week before that, and I was like, listen, I'm going to take you to the end. Can you give me the same in return? And she told me, I don't know if I can. I think it's best for you to take Paul. I don't know if they aired that. But once she said that, I knew she wasn't going to take me. Not only that, as people were walking out of the house, they were giving Christmases hugs, saying, oh, I'm so happy for you if you make it to the end. You know, people didn't see that because it would be when we were off air, Alex would give her roses. Kevin was literally like, if you make it to the end, I'm going to give you my vote. So I heard all these conversations. I was like, whoa, she's going to be me at the end because she's going to have more votes and she's going to be more liked than me. So I was completely shocked when people started telling me that I would have beaten her too.
You say that you played the game as yourself and you got up in a lot of faces this summer. Did you ever think that would work against you? Because it's strange to think that it actually got you respect, at least when it came to the jury vote.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I thought that it was going to go against me, but in the same sense, once I got through my mind that if I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out of this house being a fearless player and knowing that I stayed true to who I was, and I didn't mean to personally hurt anybody, personally attack anybody. If anything, I wanted to hit people with straight facts and straight game of how shady their game was playing, and I meant to put targets on their back and expose their game. But I knew that at that point people saw how loyal I was and how everything I said was coming full circle, and it always seemed to be the truth. And you know, and people saw me as an asset in the game, and also people thought that they could beat me, but to know that I was respected for being myself and staying true to who I was and just speaking my mind and not being scared, I love that, man. That's the best feeling ever.
Well, I thought at some point if you were evicted that you would have gone out clanging the pans. Would you have?
100%. I was going to go out there with my magician hat, my pants, and on my way out. That was the plan.
When you went into the house on day one, maybe you don't even remember, who did you think was your biggest competition, and then did your opinion change as the game went on?
I believe that my biggest competition in the game was going to be Christmas. I think that she was going to be my biggest competition because I saw what a great social game she was playing. She was literally in with everybody, in conversations with everybody. And then Paul walks in, and I'm like, okay, he's my biggest competition. But I knew that if I showed them that I was loyal, those were two people that checked on me. It was more of a friendship formed before an alliance was formed. You know, they checked on me. They made sure that I was good. They looked after me all the time. They became like family to me in there. So once we were locked in, it was like, okay, they're my allies, but I knew that Paul was playing his own game. But yeah, Christmas for sure.
You talked about it during the finale a little bit, but this question was sent in. What's the first thing you're going to buy with the money? Not the biggest, the first thing.
I'm giving back to my family. If they want to take a vacation, if they want to go to a nice dinner, whatever it is, the first thing that they want to do, that's what we're going to do. I honestly need a week somewhere where I can just disconnect, no phone, no nothing, and just be in a beach laid up. My mind is fried. Like, my brain is fried. So I need to decompress, and hopefully my family's down for that. And then after that, just give back to them. You know, my parents have worked so hard, so I'm ready to take care of them and get back to them, even though they don't want it. They're like, go start your life and do your thing. I'm like, nope. I lived my dream. I won the title of winning Big Brother, which was one of my biggest dreams, and now I just want to give back to you too.
This question is sent in, and I'm just reading it for the first time. I'm kind of laughing. Before going in the house, when was the last time you cried?
Oh, I cried before walking into the house. during my home tape, I was literally bawling. This is the thing. I'm not so emotional in the real world, but knowing that I played with a heavy heart and I played this game the whole time for my family, and every decision I made, it was for my family, and it took a huge toll on me because every decision I always thought, my mom and dad, and if I would have disconnected a little bit, I think that it would have been better for me mentally and just for my emotions. I would have been as emotional and been crying the whole time, but I think with all the adversity that I faced in the house and then just knowing that I was playing for my family, it took a huge toll on me, and I just couldn't control it.
Some of the house guests called you out for crying, though. You would go on a rampage and then start crying after. I mean, is that how you deal with things? You say that the house kind of threw you for a loop mentally.
Yeah, the house threw me for a loop because part of my strategy was to expose people's games and call them out for their game. But as soon as I would do that, it turned aggressive and personal real quick, so then I would get in the defense and take things back. And I don't know how it was edited, but that's literally how it would go. And in life, as you would see, I would call people out for their game, say this is an aggressive tone or not, without the pants or not. I was calling you out for your game, and people would say personal things because they had no game, nothing to say, because I played such a loyal, straightforward game. They had nothing against me, so they would hit me with cheap shots like, oh, you're a moron, oh, you're a fatass, oh, you're this, all this stuff, and it did take a toll on me. But, you know, I was emotional after because all the things that were said, but not only that, it was always up in your face, it was aggressive, and in my day-to-day life, I don't do it that, I just walk away. And to have to face it every single day, people don't realize how hard that is.
You talk about the editing and maybe how it was presented. Do you plan to watch the season? Did anybody record it for you?
I do not plan to watch the season. I lived the experience. I don't want to relive it twice, to be real with you. But if I do clips and just clips that the fans send me and things like that, I'm definitely going to watch, but I can't rewatch. It was so intense. It was the biggest blessing, but I'm walking away with the memory that I have of me winning, the friendship that I formed with Paulie Christmas, and just knowing that I won because I was authentically myself and I stayed true to myself, and that's what got me the win. I'm so happy with that. I'm not changing anything.
Well, of course. Now, sum up the experience then in one word.
Intense.
Intense.
Intense. Yeah, the one word for the experience. But the biggest blessing and intense.
Well, you certainly did play the game. Again, congratulations, Josh. Thanks so much. Big Brother 19 winner.
Thank you so much, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right, take care now.